sort of really into the swing of the lambing now. They've hit their stride.
I'm just looking. You have pens all up one side, down the middle, up the other side. I mean, how many pens are we talking here?
About 22 pens. Whenever they've lambed, this is where we bring them through.
They're absolutely beautiful. So cute, these wee lambs. Look at the size of them. What age is this wee one?
Anything that's in here will either have been born yesterday or this morning, so they're pretty fresh.
Oh, and how has lambing season been for you so far? A busy time, I'm sure.
Very busy, yeah. It's gone pretty well this year, so we had a bit of a nightmare year last year, a lot of sort of problems, and you know, we had a few casualties and things, so this year I've been taking in turns with my dad. He does a couple of nights and then I do a couple of nights, so kind of keeps us from totally collapsing.
Just looking, I mean, most pens have one or two little lambs in it.
Yep.
But you had a very special delivery there.
Yes, on I'll walk you up to the end here. Good Friday morning, so about six in the morning. There was a ewe that was she scanned for four lambs, so that's kind of what we're expecting, because the scanner had been about 100% right, you know, up to that point.
So this is her. Yep. Oh, look. Oh, they're tiny.
Dad came in and she'd lambed the first one herself. And then because there's four, you sort of expect them to be quite small and they can come out very quickly and still have a membrane around them. And there's a risk of, you know, suffocating and that. So Dad sort of assisted her and took the lambs from her. So he took the second and the third and the fourth, and then we looked at them and they were so small, he kind of thought, do you know, I'm going to just check again and see if there's anything else.
Gut feeling that there was maybe...
Yeah, so he just put his hand in just to double check and pulled out another one, and then he thought, do you know, I'm going to check again. So he went in and pulled out the sixth. So
Withrow, you're hiding behind us here, but my goodness, what a surprise that was.
Yeah, it's the first I've been in sheep now, this maybe 60 years, and I've never seen it, and anybody I've been speaking to has never seen. The most I've had before was four, never five or six.
Such a shock, but I'm just watching the little lambs feeding on their mum. I can imagine the mum just doesn't have the ability to feed them all, so how are you feeding them?
Well, we haven't been doing that much because they're still so small. They don't really need that much. Maybe a bottle of milk twice a day, but sort of divided between them.
So it's just hand fed with a wee bottle.
Yep. Maybe in the next day or two, we'll maybe take three off her and just leave three with her. So
they all seem bright as wee buttons, don't they?
Yep.
Am I okay to go in?
Yeah.
I just don't want to. I don't want to scare them here. And has she been taken to them okay, all of them?
Yes. That's another thing about the Romneys. Apparently they're very good mothers. So she's looking after them all. And we think she must be a little surprised herself. I'll see if I can lift one up for you.
Give it a wee cuddle?
Yeah.
Oh, this is beautiful. And this is Jacob. Jacob is...
Five.
Jacob, have you any names for these little lambs?
His little sister has named a couple of them. She wanted to call one Sparkle and one Rose. So that was as far as she got with the names.
Yeah. So Sparkle and Rose, first time on the farmyard, I can imagine.
Yeah, I think so.